Welcome to the Times of India News. Here are the top news of the hour. The Supreme Court on Tuesday directed the Gujarat government to give 50 lakh rupees compensation, a job and accommodation to Bilkis Bano, who was gang-raped during the 2002 riots in the state. A bench headed by Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi was informed by the Gujarat government that action has been taken against the erring police officials in the case. A bench also comprising of Justice Deepak Gupta and Sanjeev Khanna was informed by the state's council that pension benefits of the erring officials have been stopped and the IPS officer who was convicted by the Bombay High Court in the case has been demoted by two ranks. Bano, who had earlier refused to accept the offer of 5 lakh rupees and had sought exemplary compensation from the state government in a plea before the top court. The top court had earlier asked the Gujarat government to take disciplinary action in 2 weeks against the erring police officials, including an IPS officer convicted by the Bombay High Court in the case. A special court had on 21st January 2008 convicted and sentenced to life imprisonment 11 men for raping Bano and murdering 7 of her family members in the aftermath of the Godhra riots, while acquitting 7 people including the policemen and doctors. The Supreme Court said that it will hear on April 30th the criminal contempt petition filed by BJP MP Meenakshi Lekhi against Gandhi along with the pending review petition against the December 14, 2018 verdict in the Rafale fighter jet deal. It rejected Gandhi's plea to close the criminal contempt petition filed by Lekhi. On hearing senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi on behalf of Gandhi, a bench headed by Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi said, "We deem it fit to issue notice to respondent Rahul Gandhi." At the outset, bench asked senior advocate Mukul Rohatgi, appearing for Lekhi, to apprise it of the content of the affidavit filed by Gandhi in which he had expressed regret over his remarks. Gandhi claimed the remarks were made in the heat of political campaigning. The bench sought to know from Rohatgi about content of the affidavit. However, on the issue of slogan, Chowkidar Chor Hai, Gandhi in his affidavit had reaffirmed his stand and belief and that of his party that Rafale deal is a tainted transaction and a gross and brazen abuse of executive power and a leading example of the corruption of the BJP government led by Prime Minister Modi, which deserves to be investigated thoroughly by a joint parliamentary committee and proceeded against thereafter. World oil prices struck fresh 2019 peaks on Tuesday, boosting energy shares prices. Crude futures extended Monday's sharp rally, which was triggered by a US crackdown on Iranian oil exports. Brent North Sea crude reached $74.70 per barrel on Tuesday, the highest point since early November. Brent had rallied more than $2 per barrel on Monday and WTI jumped $1.7. The White House on Monday announced it was calling an end to 6 months waivers that had exempted countries from unilateral U.S. transactions on Iranian oil exports. Starting in May, these countries, India, China, Turkey, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Italy and Greece would face sanctions if they continue to buy oil from Iran. Iran's daily oil output amounts to 1.3 million barrels, according to latest figures in end March. The rise in mercury has caused a spike in the number of patients visiting city hospitals with complaints of headache, diarrhea, and nausea. The district administration has also issued an advisory to evade the scorching heat. Dr. Chandan Soni, emergency medical officer at the district hospital, said that the number of patients complaining of loose motion, fever, and headache is increasing daily. There is a substantial increase in such patients in this weather. People should eat only freshly cut fruits and drink boiled water. Experts suggested that people stay hydrated. People should drink plenty of water and other fluids. They should avoid venturing out between 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Children and pets shouldn't be locked inside cars for long hours. In case of uneasiness, they should immediately consult a physician. The district administration will flag off a mobile medical van on Tuesday. The van will visit different sectors and villages and offer free medical treatment to the public.